He said what? Shall not doubt where? In his heart. But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever. Well, what have you been saying? I don't never have no land. I never own a home. I just be broke all the time. I just always be on welfare. Is that what you're saying? See, when you say something, it prompts you to do something. I'm going to say it again. And see, the reason many people don't do anything because they don't say anything. And when you say something from your heart, when you say something, you mean it, you're going to do something. But if you just sit down and say, well, I claim that old young, I claim that house, I claim, and they're sitting on your backside, you ain't doing nothing. You are not in faith. You just rattling off stuff. Faith demands action. Hallelujah. I said, faith demands action. And when you speak faith, action follow what you said. And faith takes a stand and will not back down because it knows I have spoken a truth that can't be reversed. He can. Now watch. Shall come to pass. Shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Verse 24. Therefore, you see it? Therefore, see, I got a daddy now. Therefore, I say unto you, God is talking to you personally. Therefore, I say unto you, God is talking to you. He's talking. Did y'all hear what the word's saying to them? Therefore I say unto you, what thing? Notice that it's plural. Just not one thing. What things soever you desire when you pray. When? What things soever you desire, when you pray. Listen what God is doing. He's teaching you how to operate in faith and in the realm of the Spirit. You notice what he didn't say, if we just do what he says and act on it. He did not say what things soever you desire after you pray. He did not say whatsoever thing you desire before you pray. He said, when you pray, sell it then. Other word, receive it then. It's done. When you get through praying, we're talking about the prayer of faith now. And when you pray that, it's done. In your mind, just like in his mind, it's done. In your mind, it's done. In his thought and in your heart and mind, that's done. So you don't go back and say, oh God, did you forget what I asked you? If the thought come up, thank you, Father, I praise you. I just want to bless you. Why you do that? Because he's faithful. Why you do it? Because he's faithful. He won't change his mind. He won't renege on his word. He watches over his word too. Bring it to pass. So what you have to do is watch over your faith and not let unbelief creep in. Did y'all hear what I said? You watch over your faith. How you watch over your faith? I watch what comes out of my mouth. I watch what thoughts try to get in my mind. And if that thought is contrary to what the word I heard and believed I received, get out of here. I cast you down. I will not tolerate you. Get out of my mind. Get away from me. In the name of Jesus. Telling me I'm not healed. I healed because God said I was. His word says I am. I have that need met. You know, Brother Hagin said, I'm getting there. Dad Hagin said this. He said he used to pray for money until the Lord showed him. He said, go ahead and claim what you want. He used to know he used to go to. He traveled. And a traveling ministry is different from like I am a pastor here. You know, I got a set we have a set congregation here. And I'm pretty much here all the time. But a traveling ministry, you go to different churches. And you go to different churches, every church in the same, y'all. I done found that out just being a pastor. You go some of them, they won't even give you nothing. Go some of them, the money comes in and people give because what you did, what the Spirit of God did, and they'll steal it from you. You think I'm, I know some stories. I just don't have time to tell them. So he said, the Lord taught me, he said, claim what you want. So I need $500 out of this meeting. Oh, I need $1,000 out of this meeting. I need $250 out of this. Well, this is what I need. Lord, this is what I need. So I claim that. I receive that. Well, he said, when you pray, believe, receive. Well, then, see, you release. Can I talk to y'all just a little bit? See, you when you release your faith, God is at liberty to work. He can start dealing with the folks. That person says, I ain't going to give nothing. The other says, I ain't going to give but $4. I didn't plan. You ever hear somebody come out and say, I didn't plan to give that. I know you didn't, but God. But a lot of times we get preachers get up and start complaining about people not doing, and then you just give them a reason, a license not to do it. You got to speak the word because we have authority over that demonic power. And see, when you renege, you just rob yourself. Because you thought you were going to give me too much. You understand what I'm saying by that? And what God was trying to do is get you to release what he had in mind of increasing from you. But because you didn't obey, you created a problem for yourself. Because you didn't obey, he can't do what he planned to do. Because he can't operate in disobedience. I think I'm going to get the tape and listen to them myself. You and I have to realize that in when we say this that we are not just talking, we are not just making noise. When we say in the kingdom of God there is nothing the saints need is missing. Nothing. When I mean nothing, I mean absolutely nothing. You can't think of something that you might need. God does not have it. He got abundance of it. He got more than, see, everything God got, everything he had, it's increasing now. The more you take out, the more it increases. That's just the way God is. He's just too much. And here we are in so in areas of our life whining and crying, oh God, because we don't believe he'll do it. That's an enemy to your faith. You need to be talking all the time, whatever I need, God gives it to me. There's not a single thing in my life that I don't want God doesn't provide. When I ask him, he give it to me. What did he say? Therefore I say unto you, what things ever you desire, when you pray, do what? Believe that you receive. He said, you shall have it. You shall have it. Go with me. I know I'm skipping around, but go with me to